It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
A Utah woman is carrying on a tradition of the late candy bomber, Colonel Gail Halverson, with a different kind of airlift. This one aimed at refugee children from Ukraine, some of whom now live in Germany. It's called Operation Angel.
We have gotten the blessing to send out up to 10,000 pounds of supplies, but it's going to be geared towards Christmas. Orthodox Christmas is in January, which is a lot of where the Ukrainian children are Orthodox. So we are aiming to get this out by middle part of December, ideally maybe the December 9th timeframe. So we're going to send everything from Salt Lake to Berlin. And in Berlin, they're going to put it in Christmas boxes. Some of the Christmas boxes are going to refugee children in Berlin because they've had a large population of refugees come into Germany just in the last 3 weeks too. Residents of Ukraine have been told to kind of leave. So because of the winter coming and there's going to be some blackouts and power shortages, a bulk of it is going to go directly into Ukraine, including, and this is what we're most excited about, is two pediatric Ukrainian hospitals. The NGO Spendenbrook has been tirelessly getting stuff in consistently since March. So they have gotten this down to a science and reached out to a couple of Ukrainian pediatric hospitals. So that's kind of what we're the most excited about.
That's Cynthia Merrill, who says this particular airlift won't actually involve any planes.
We can't physically drop candy into Ukraine, but we can get the candy in another way. It's going to be trucks, and half of it's going to be aircraft. So this is what we're kind of dubbing a modern-day candy drop.
That's Cynthia Merrill speaking about Operation Angel in Ukraine.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.